Marava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Nipijana Balava Giribaradari Gopijana Balava Giribaradari Yashodanandana Rajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Brajajana Yamuna Tira Bonachavan Yamuna Tira Bonachavan Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihan Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradari Yashodanandana Brajajana Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Sonacha Yamuna Tira Sonacha. Text number 4, chapter 7. Yarye Vayam Mayatakto Lokoyam Nashtamangala Bhavishyat Yachirasado Kalinapi Nirakrita Yarye vaivam maya svatto lokoyam nashtamangala bhavishyat yachirasado kalinapi nirakrita Yarye vaivam maya svatto lokoyam nashtamangala bhavishyat yachirasado kalinapi nirakrita. Okay, words. Yari means when.
Yari, 什么时候?
Eva.
Eva, 肯定.
Certainly. I am this.
这个.
I am by me.
被我.
Tatva. Abandoned.
离开.
Loka, the world.
世界.
I am this.
这个.
Nashtamangala. Bereft of all auspiciousness, of piety.
丧失所有吉祥和虔诚.
Bhavishyati. It will be.
它将.
Achirat. Very soon.
很快.
Sado. O saintly one.
圣洁的人啊,
Kalina, due to Kali,
由于卡利,
Api, himself,
他自己,
Nirakrita, overwhelmed,
淹没,
Saintly Uddhava, in the near future, I will abandon the earth. Then, being overwhelmed by the age of Kali, the earth will be bereft of all piety.
译文, 圣洁的乌达瓦，不久我就要离开这个地球，接着地球将淹没在卡利年代中，丧失所有的前程。
Purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Krishna's plan was to bring Uddhava back to his own eternal abode after a brief delay. Because of Uddhava's extraordinary spiritual qualities, the Lord wanted to engage him in propagating his message among other saintly persons who were not yet advanced in the stage of pure devotion. However, the Lord assured Uddhava that he would not be bereft of the Lord's association for even a moment. Also, because Uddhava had become a perfect master of his senses, he would never be afflicted by the three modes of material nature. In this way, before bringing Uddhava back home, back to Godhead, the Lord empowered him to carry out a specific confidential mission. Wherever the supreme position of the Supreme Lord of the Personality of Godhead is not recognized, useless mental speculation becomes very prominent, and the safe and sure path of hearing perfect Vedic knowledge becomes covered by the chaos of mental concoction. At the present time, especially in the Western countries, literally millions of books are being published on hundreds of thousands of subjects. Yet despite this proliferation of mental concoction, people remain totally in ignorance about the most fundamental issues of human life, namely, who am I, where have I come from, where am I going, and what is my soul, and what is God? Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is a reservoir of innumerable enchanting pastimes, and thus he is the source of innumerable varieties of pleasure. In fact, he is the ocean of eternal pleasure. When the eternal soul is bereft of the constitutional pleasure that comes from loving service for the Lord, he is overwhelmed and bewildered by material nature. He helplessly chases after material sense gratification, thinking that one material object is good and another is bad, and constantly changes his assessment of what is good and bad. Thus, he derives no peace or pleasure. And that constant anxiety is repeatedly thrashed by the cruel laws of nature in the form of birth, death, old age, and disease. In this way, the conditioned soul becomes a fit candidate to take birth in Kali Yuga, which is the epitome of misfortune. In Kali Yuga, the living entities who are already suffering so many tribulations mercilessly turn against one another. Human society in Kali Yuga becomes savagely violent, and men open slaughterhouses to butcher hundreds of millions of innocent animals. Large-scale wars are declared, and millions of humans, even women and children, are quickly annihilated. Unless the living entity recognizes the authority of the personality of Godhead, he remains a helpless victim in the clutches of Maya, or material illusion. He concocts different solutions to release himself from Maya, but these are themselves creations of Maya, and thus cannot possibly release the conditioned soul. In fact, they only intensify his distress. In the next verse, Krishna specifically warns Uddhava to avoid Kali Yuga and go back home, back to Godhead. Those of us who have already taken birth in Kali Yuga should also heed this advice and immediately take all necessary steps to go back to the Lord's eternal abode for a blissful life of perfect knowledge. The material world is never a happy place, especially during the fearful days of Kali Yuga. Wow. All right, you got it?
Yes. So, you want me to read the whole proper, right?
Yeah, I think so.
要知，那时主 Krishna 的计划是，他即将把乌达瓦带回他永恒的居所， 由于乌的啊超凡的灵性品质，又想让他在西方教会深入，准确奉献服务层面的匠人当中传播主的信息。不过，主保证乌德瓦绝对不会离开主，一刻都不会。而且，乌德瓦已经是自己感官的完美的主人，所以永远不受物质自然三属性的影响。如此，在把乌德瓦带回家园、带回守神之前，主授权他执行一个特别机密的使命。在心智推敲十分盛行、人工走神的这份地位不被认可的地方，聆听完母的伟大之旨，这一安全可靠的道路越来越被五花八门的心智推敲所掩盖之下，尤其在西方国家，主题千差万别的书籍、数百万册的出版发行，尽管心智推敲的势头日益高涨，但他们始终对人形生命最基本的活动，我是谁，我从哪里来，我要到哪里去，灵魂是什么，神是什么，一无所知。人格守神主 Sri Krishna 是无数迷人逍遥时光的源泉，因此它是无数快乐之源，实际上它是永恒喜乐的海洋。一旦永恒的灵魂丧失源自对主的爱心服务的法定构成性喜乐，便被物质自然淹没困惑，他无助地追逐感官享乐，因为这个物质对象好，那个不好，就这样，他对好坏的评估变化不定，因此他无法平和，得不到快乐，始终焦虑不安，不断受到以生老病死的形式呈现的残酷的自然法律的鞭挞。如此受条件限制的灵魂，成为投胎在Kali Yuga 不幸的象征的合适人选。在 Kali Yuga 以遭受种种不幸的众生无情的互相斗争，在 Kali Yuga 的人类社会十分残忍暴力，人们经营屠宰场，宰杀千百万头无辜的动物，大规模的战争频频爆发，殃及数百万计的无辜，甚至包括妇女和儿童在内。除非圣母体认识到人格守神的权威性，不然它始终是物质幻象即玛雅所前置的无助的牺牲品。他想出各种使自己脱离玛雅的解决办法，但由于这些解决方法本身是玛雅的创造物，所以不能拯救受条件限制的灵魂。事实上，他只是在加剧自己的痛苦。在下一次的诗节里，有亏是那句尤其警告乌达瓦应该避开卡利优嘎，从本家园回归守神。我们这些已投生在卡利优嘎的人也应该铭记这个忠告，立即采取所有必要的行动，重返主永恒的居所，重获聪明喜乐与完美知识的生命。物质世界永远都不是乐园，尤其是在恐怖的卡利优嘎。
Okay?
Yes.
Om Agana Chimiranda Shyaganangana Shalakana Chatsura Militanyena Asmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadam Tukam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Vagratam Yutam Tam Sujivam Sadvetam Savarutam Prajana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Valita Shri Vishakhanutam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Kinnamne Namaste, Saraswati Deva, Gauravani Pracharya. Nirvisesha, Shunyavadi, Paschatadesakaya. Namo Mahavaranaya, Krishna Prema Pradayata, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namini Kora Twishe Namah. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Virakuti, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radhi Kanta, Tapta Kanta, Gorange, Radhe Vrindavanasi, Nishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hare Hare, Mukham Karoti Vajramam, Pangam Langayate Gadim, Tat Kripa, Tamaham Vande, Shigurundi Natarani. So it's easy to see Kali Yuga's bad time. It's in all the news and all the magazines and everywhere we look, we can see the Kali Yuga.
我们现在就在卡利年代之中，从所有的杂志和新闻当中。
So Bhagavatam says that Kali Dosha Nide Rajan, Kali Yuga's ocean of fault of bad things.
国家瓦坛中说, 卡利年代是一个错误的汪洋。
And that's what mostly we get hung up because there's so much. So people can't see anything else.
所以人们因为有这么多的错误包裹着，所以不能够很好的去看，去辨别。But
the Bhagavatam then it says, "Asti eka mahadgunan." But there's one very great quality of the Kali.
但是佛教瓦禅也说到，卡利年代还是有一项伟大的品质。
Mahadguna, very great quality.
这是相当伟大的品质.
And that is, kirtanad eva krishnasya. Simply by the kirtan of Krishna. That's all.
只是通过唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，这个所有的问题就能得到解决.
That one can get the topmost liberation.
一个人可以得到至高的解脱.
And in this case, liberation doesn't mean that you just, you know, you don't suffer anymore.
在这种意义上来说，解脱并不是意味着你以后不再受苦了.
That kind of liberation that people think is so wonderful. It's a temporary.
人们所认为的那种解脱只是短暂一世的.
Real liberation means bhakti yoga.
真正的解脱意味着 bhakti yoga.
Where Krishna is the Muktinath, he's the master of all liberation.
Krishna is Muktinath. 他是一切解脱的主人.
So when we can serve Krishna, that's real liberation.
当我们可以服务 Krishna 的时候，那就是真正的解脱.
So in this verse, you see the word "bhavishya" a few times.
这首诗节里面出现了，嗯。
Bhavishya means the future.
Bhavishya 是将来.
So Krishna is warning Uddhava about the future.
Krishna 警告 Uddhava 要注意将来.
But so we find that word in other places. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani chabutani mam tu vedana kashina. He says, I know everything.
Krishna 在佛家梵歌中说道，我了解一切。
He says, I know everything, past, present, and future, bhavishyi.
Krishna 说，我知晓过去、现在和未来。Bhavishyi.
I know he knows everything, but nobody knows me, Krishna says.
Krishna 通晓一切。但是无人了解 Krishna.
And we know there's many Puranas. One Purana is called the Bhavishya Purana.
有众多的宇宙古史，其中有一部宇宙古史就被称为是 Bhavishya Purana.
It's predicting the future.
它能够预测未来。
So it says it even mentions, you know, Buddha and Muhammad and Jesus. How killing, so many things.
提到了佛陀、穆罕默德和耶稣基督。
But, so the way to get out of Kali Yuga,We get more and more into it, most people, because they're constantly hearing about it. They're hearing the news, they're watching the Kali Yuga movies, they're eating the Kali Yuga food. So they get more and more entangled.
所以要离开卡利年代的方法是看看现在的人，他们越来越多的去阅读卡利年代的报纸、新闻，观看卡利年代的电影，使用卡利年代的食物，他们越来越多的纠缠在卡利年代当中。
So it's also called the Iron Age or the Age of Darkness or Ignorance.
卡利年代也被称为是黑暗的年代、愚昧的年代。
But Lord Chaitanya has already kindly given us how to get out.
说 Chaitanya 就仁慈地给了我们一个摆脱卡利年代的方法。
To hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna.
聆听唱诵 Krishna.
Sintatak Swakita Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana.That simply when one hears and chants Krishna Katha properly, then that's a pious activity in himself, and that will deliver us.
一个人恰当的聆听的唱诵 Krishna, 那么这个活动本身就可以使人得到德行。
Because just like anything we hear about all the time,That's why they're advertising Kali Yuga things so much. Because if people hear about it all the time, they'll buy it.
所以人们一直在听着对卡利年代的各种各样的宣传，所以人们已经习以为常了。
So if we hear about Krishna enough, we'll want Krishna more and more.
所以如果我们更多的聆听 Krishna, 我们就会更多的渴望 Krishna.
That's how Rukmini, she just heard about Krishna from Narada Muni.
就像 Rukmini, 只是从 Narada Muni 的口中聆听 Krishna.
And she wanted to marry Krishna.
她就想嫁给 Krishna.
She actually sent him a letter and told him, please come and get me, kidnap me. She told him when to do it and everything.
这是那个 Krishna 写了一封信，请 Krishna 来绑架他，还告诉 Krishna 应该怎么样去 操作。
And when Krishna got the letter that Rukmini sent, he said, "Yes, I've heard about her also."
Krishna 收到了 Rukmini 的来信，说我也听说了 Rukmini， 就像他听说我一样。
So, and we heard that if you read Krishna book, the Brahmanas, you know, the Brahmanas were puffed up and they wouldn't give any charity to Krishna.
我们读了 Krishna 的故事这本书，婆罗门他们因为自己的地位而骄傲自大，甚至都不想给 Krishna 任何布施。
But the wives, they've been hearing about Krishna for many years because the Visvasi ladies would come to Mathura and they would be always talking about Krishna.
但是这些婆罗门的妻子们，因为很多村民会来跟他们讲 Krishna 所以呢他们虽然住在 Mathura 对 Krishna 已经是如雷贯耳了。
So they immediately gave, you know, everything to Krishna.
他们就立刻把自己所拥有的一切都送给了 Krishna.
They were cooking for the big yagya, but they somehow knew it was a bigger yagya to give it to Krishna.
他们为这个盛大的祭祀在烹饪，但是 Krishna 他们这些牧牛童来乞讨食物的时候，他们就把一切都送给了 Krishna。
So this month, mostly we get hear more about Krishna than we normally do.
在这个月份，我们会比平时更多的聆听 Krishna。
Because most devotees every day they're singing this song.Damodarashtrik.
因为绝大多数奉献者每天都会在唱巴颂达摩达拉这首祷文。
So this Leela of Damodar, you know, it sounds like a children's story, but it's the most transcendental story, most elevated.
这个达摩达拉的逍遥时光。这首歌听起来就像是儿童故事一样，但实际上它是最为崇高超然的逍遥时光。
Because it's about the love between Krishna and his devotee.
因为它讲述的是 Krishna 和他的奉献者之间的爱情交流。
In this case, it's Mother Yashoda. The older gopis are also gopis.The mothers.
亚苏的妈妈和其他的牧牛姑娘们也是做了母亲的牧牛姑娘们在一起。
So it's said that Yashoda's love for Krishna is same like Radharani in intensity.
据说亚苏萨的妈妈爱 Krishna 的强烈程度。不亚于 Radharani 爱 Krishna 的那个程度。
So anyway, just back to this purport a little bit. See, Krishna knew he was leaving, and most of his associates were leaving.
回到这个首诗节的要旨当中，Krishna 知道自己即将离开地球，他的绝大多数的同游也与他一起离开。
But Uddhava, before Krishna left, Krishna spoke this whole Uddhava Gita, which is most of the 11th canto. Krishna gave it, you know, so much instructions for the people in earth.
Krishna, 给 Uddhava 讲述了 Uddhava Gita, 绝大部分的篇章都建于第十一篇，是为了给这个留在世上的人们很多的教导。
So Uddhava knew Krishna is going back to Godhead and he's not going to stay on earth.
对，乌德瓦知道 Krishna 即将回归守神，不会留在这个地球了。
So he wanted to go with Krishna. He always wanted to be with Krishna.
他想跟 Krishna 一起回归到灵性的家园。
But Krishna told him, no, you have to stay and go to this Bhadrika ashram, because he wanted Uddhava to teach the sages the things that he had learned from Krishna. Uddhava was qualified to go back to Godhead, but other people weren't, so Krishna wanted Uddhava to teach.
Yeah. 但是 Krishna 要求 Uddhava 留下来, 虽然 Uddhava 已经有 完美的这个资格 可以回归 灵性的家园, 但是 Krishna 希望他 去一个 ashram 去教导那里 尚未达到完美的圣人们。
So he did that. Then he left. He went back to be with Krishna.
Uddhava 这样做了以后, 他也离开了人间, 与 Krishna 同在了。
So, anyway, this song, the Dhammadharashtakam, is very wonderful. So I just go over it. Hopefully you're singing it every day, and hopefully you also read the translation, but many times we just sing songs that we don't study the meaning.
对这个巴松达摩达尔的歌词非常的美妙，但是呢，我们很多奉献者只是唱这个祷文，而不去读这个歌词，实际上歌词的意境也是非常深远的。
And I advise everyone to also read the Krishna book, you know, it's two chapters. Mother ties up Krishna and the liberation of the two trees.
我也建议大家去阅读 Krishna 故事里面这两章，亚瑟的妈妈绑起 Krishna 和 Krishna 拯救那两棵树的故事。So
first it just describes Krishna, how beautiful he is with the earrings and
这个首先描述了 Krishna 有多么美丽，还有美丽的头发，耳环等等。
And he broke the butter pot. He ran away.
打破了奶油罐，然后逃之夭夭。
So this is Krishna. He can have relationships with devotees in unlimited different ways. So the most intimate is, you know, this. To be the child, because the mother thinks of the child and the child is helpless and not alone, thinking how to protect the child.
Krishna 可以与奉献者拥有无数的关系，最为亲密的一种关系呢，就是母子关系。奉献者作为母亲，想着怎么样去保护和疼爱他的孩子。
So the Ishapanishad, it says that the Supreme Lord can run faster than anybody.
但是自尊奥义书中说到，至尊主他可以跑得比任何物体都快。There's
one story when a demon was chasing Krishna, and Krishna was a very small boy. And he wasn't even running, he was just walking very peacefully.
曾经有一个故事，Krishna is running a demon, or demon is running Krishna.
Actually, he was maybe 15 years old or something.
Yes, so Krishna is running after the demon, right?
The demon was chasing Krishna.
Krishna 那时候只有15岁左右，然后有一个恶魔在追逐 Krishna， 然后 Krishna 呢，他跑的就像神。
Running and running and running, and Krishna was just walking very peacefully.
Krishna 就像闲庭信步一样，那个恶魔拼命的跑啊跑啊追赶 Krishna， 但是 Krishna 悠哉悠哉的就在前面走着，不紧不慢的。
But the demon couldn't catch Krishna.
但是不管这个恶魔怎么拼命地跑，却永远赶不上 Krishna.
But Mother Yasoda, who was an old lady, she could catch him.
但是亚苏的妈妈虽然是一个老太太，她却可以抓住奎师那。
At first, she couldn't catch him.
开始的时候，亚苏的妈妈也追不上。
But then, she was trying so hard, and she just, out of love, she wanted to catch Krishna to protect him.
但是亚苏的妈妈，很用力的拼命的跑。出于母爱，她想要保护 Krishna。
She was thinking that he's very naughty and he might run in the forest and then that would be dangerous.
亚瑟妈妈那时候在想，这 Krishna 这么调皮，这么淘气，他有可能跑到森林里面，就会遭遇到危险。
So again, it describes his beauty and.Mother Yasoda held a little stick, and Krishna got so scared.
这里又描写了 Krishna 的美。亚瑟妈妈手里拿着一根棍子，然后 Krishna 就有点害怕了。
So Mother Yasoda, she didn't want to scare Krishna, so she threw away the stick.
亚瑟的妈妈又不想吓着 Krishna, 就把棍子给扔掉了。
So then it says that these pastimes of Krishna.Drowned everyone in pools of ecstasy.
这里描述了 Krishna 的逍遥时光，把每个人都陷入了极乐的海洋。
So Krishna was teaching that he's conquered by love. When devotees really love him, that's what he likes. Being just worshipped as a great king or something, that's for some devotees, but Krishna doesn't take so much pleasure in that.He wants to be friends, he wants to be the child, he wants to be the lover.
就不能够向我们揭示他是被爱所征服的。虽然有的奉献者诚惶诚恐地把他作为国王来崇拜，但是 Krishna 并不能从中得到更大的乐趣，而他宁愿成为奉献者的爱人，或者是孩子，或者是朋友。
So the next verse is very nice.And we find this same statement so many places.
这下一首诗节也很好，我们在很多地方都看到过这样子的说法。
Varam deva moksham namoksha vadimba nachanyam vriniham varishadaki hidam teva purnata gopala balamSadame manasya virastam kimani. So it is very similar to Lord Chaitanya. Nadanamna janamna sundarim kavitamba jagadish. I don't want any wealth or money or people worship me or beautiful women everywhere. All I want is to serve Krishna.
下首诗节，它的意思和主Chaitanya的说法相似。我不行稀罕任何的财富追随者漂亮的女人我所想要的就是一世为您做无缘的奉献服务
So with this verse he's of course talking about Krishna the child very small child
这首诗节里谈论的是作为小小孩的 Krishna.
But he's saying, there's no value to any other benediction, even liberation, like the Mayavadi's one or the Buddhist Nirvana. There's no value.
那其他的祝福对我来说都毫无用处，哪怕是佛教徒假象中人士说仰羡慕的那种Nirvana涅槃也对我来说毫无价值可言。
He's saying even Vaikuntha wouldn't be desirable.
他说甚至连瓦昆塔我都不稀罕。
The best thing is just if we can just remember this baby Krishna.
最好的事就是能够意念这个 作为小婴儿的 Krishna.
And that's, you know, what we want. Krishna says that whatever you're thinking of at the time of death, that's what you're going to get. So if one dies thinking of Krishna, remembering Krishna, we can go to Krishna.
嗯 ，Krishna 说，谁在临终的时候，想着什么样的境界，他肯定能够达到那样的境界。如果我们在临终的时候想着 Krishna， 肯定能够回到 Krishna 的身边。
You need a perfect life.
所以这就是完美的人生。
So that's what we are looking for. I hope so.
嗯，这是我们大家所渴望的，所向往的。
So if we're always hearing about Krishna, then we'll remember Krishna. That's a simple formula.
我们一直在聆听意念 Krishna， 这是一个非常简单的做法。
Whatever we hear about, that's what we're going to remember.
我们无论我们聆听到什么，这就是我们能够意念的内容。
So most of us, you know, if someone asks us, what do you want, you know, hopefully we would think, you know, at least say, you know, well, I just want to remember Krishna. And that's the way Prahlad prayed, the way Dhruva Maharaj prayed, so many places in the Bhagavatam.
如果有人问你，你想要什么，我们就会想希望能够记住 Krishna， 这就是波迦瓦坛里面众多的伟大人物的范例，比如说像 Prahlad Maharaj、 Dhruva Maharaj 就给我们树立了这样的榜样。
That's the prayer that Nalad Kravara and Manigriva made. You know, they said, we just want to be able to hear your glories all the time.
Nalad Kravara 和 Manigriva 他们也这样祈祷，我希望一直能够聆听到您的荣耀。
Because they had actually seen Krishna's pastime.
因为他们实际的看到了 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
The special mercy of Narada Muni.
这是 Narada Muni 的特别的仁慈。
So we should try to get the mercy of saintly people also.
我们也应该努力尝试得到圣人们的仁慈。
When all the devotees are saintly, they can all give us benediction. Any devotee can give blessings.
任何奉献者都是有可能给我们祝福的。
So this is a high realization that, you know, we don't need anything else.
这就是我的领悟，我们不需要别的了。
And then the next verse says the same thing again. Idam te mukham bojamachanta nilaya pritam kuntalai snigda raktaisya gopya muhos chumbitam bimba raktadaram me manasya virastam alam lakshalabha. So he's saying, again he'sDescribing the beauty of Krishna's face. Mother Yasoda is kissing his face all the time. You know, mothers like to kiss their babies all the time.
这里这次描述了 Krishna 的美。亚苏的妈妈总是亲吻 Krishna， 因为所有做母亲的都喜欢亲吻他自己的小宝宝。
Now it's not very difficult to get an ordinary baby.That happens to so many people even by accident nowadays. You know?
得到一个普普通通的婴儿，这个不是很困难。有的人甚至一不小心就生下了一个宝宝。
But these great devotees, in order to get Krishna as their baby, they did great tapasya.
但是要得到 Krishna 作为他们自己的孩子， 他们得要做出巨大的苦行。
So he's describing Krishna's hair is very black and curly, and it has a little red somehow or other.
嗯，这里描述 Krishna 的头发，嗯，是黝黑卷曲的，还点缀了一些红粉。
You say, no, Krishna's lips are so red like a bimba fruit. I don't know what that is. It's obviously red color fruit.
嗯，这里描述了 Krishna 的嘴唇就像冰霸果，这也许就是一种红色的果吧。
So he's thinking, I just want to remember this face of Krishna.
嗯，所以他在想，我只是想要能够记住 Krishna 的容颜。
That's the most valuable thing. So how can we remember? We hear about Krishna, we see the pictures of Krishna, we keep them in our house, so everywhere we look, we can remember Krishna. And we chant the holy name of Krishna, and we read the books about Krishna. Not very difficult, complicated, but somehow or other, we don't always want to do that.
嗯，怎么能够记住 Krishna 呢？我们可以把 Krishna 的照片挂在墙上，念诵 Krishna 的圣名，阅读 Krishna 的书籍。但是呢，我们有时候就是不情愿这么做。
So he's saying there's no use to thousands of other benedictions.
这里说到，成千上万的其他的祝福都是毫无用处的。
No matter how much Krishna would offer you, millions of dollars, or you could be the prime minister, you know, China, or you could, you know, be the most famous singer, you say no, useless.
嗯，即便人家给你几百万美元，让你成为国家总理，或者是中国的最流行的歌手，你都要说不，这些都是毫无用处的。
But Maya is always trying to offer us so many things. You don't need Krishna. I'll give you something else. You know?
但是玛雅一直在诱惑我们。他会说，你不需要 Krishna， 我给你一些别的。
But if we're associating with devotees who talk about Krishna, we'll be hearing about Krishna, and we'll know that that's the best thing.
嗯，但是奉献者的联谊当中。我们去谈论 Krishna， 聆听 Krishna， 这才是真正有价值、有意义的事情。
So this is, you know, what this, well, every day, but in this month, you know, somehow we think more, everybody becomes more determined, there's a very high energy, more and more people are visiting the holy places, going to temples, you know, offering lamps,hearing the Damodar song. So this very wonderful time, we should take advantage.
这个月份呢被赋予了特别的力量。很多人会去Vrindavan或者是圣地去庙里去唱诵这个祷文去供奉酥油灯。这是能够给我们带来特别的力量的，所以我们应该利用它。
All right, any questions?
大家有问题吗？
Reflections, retractions.
或者是有些什么样的启发？萨提玛塔吉，有人有问题吗？
Jay, any questions coming?
No, not yet. There is one question. Lord Krishna, yeah, leave material world and back to spiritual world. He left his body in the material world, and people found his body by the riverside. So my question is, if Krishna's body is eternally spiritual, why there is death? Hare Krishna Maharaj, did you get the question? Hare Krishna Maharaj, I saw the question.
Okay, what is it?
There is a saying that Krishna left this material world and back to spiritual world. But he left his body by the riverside. So if Krishna's body is totally spiritual, why he has such a thing as death? Did you get the question?
What is it again?
It is said that Krishna returned to the spiritual world. He left his material body by the riverside. If Krishna's body is totally spiritual, why there is such a thing as the body was left behind?
He did that to bewilder the atheists, so they could say, just see, he wasn't God, he's ordinary. It wasn't really a material body, it seemed to look like or something, you know. But the material energy is Krishna's energy also. There wasn't a material body like our bodies.
Krishna 这样做是为了去迷惑那些无神论者啊，让他们就是有这么一个借口可以说了。你看，让他们有着否认 Krishna 是神的机会。你看，他就是和我们一样的嘛，就是普通常人。但是 Krishna 是物质能量之主，所以他留下来的这个身体呢，也不是和我们一样的这个物质的躯体。
Some kind of shadow, you know, Krishna.
这是一种影子的形式。
Because the demons, the atheists, they don't want to believe that he's completely spiritual, so he says okay, and he makes it look like. And then it's also a test for the devotees that they can understand that, you know, because if we read about the way Krishna left, he just went up in the sky and all the demigods and everybody were glorifying him. You know, it wasn't an ordinary departure, like an ordinary person. It just dropped dead, and you know, the body just dies, but Krishna, he just left, but then there was, the body just like leaving his clothes behind, just to show.
所以这只是 Krishna 演的一出戏罢了，因为那些无神论者恶魔不想要相信 Krishna， 所以呢 Krishna 他就给了他们这样的一个借口。但是 Krishna 离世的时候，在Krishna 的故事里面这样描述， Krishna 是直接升到了空中，那些万世人都在荣耀他，赞美他。 Krishna 留下的这个躯体只不过就像是一个外套一样。
Okay, is that help?
这个回答了您的问题吗？
All right. Any more? So I hope everybody is going over these prayers or reading the Krishna book, and you know, quite a few devotees are here in Vrindavan. But when you worship Krishna anywhere, it's Vrindavan.
希望奉献者都能在这个月里面去崇拜达摩达拉，阅读 Krishna 的故事， 或者是来到文达文，有很多奉献者来到了文达文。
OK， 谢谢。Any more questions? I
hope. Oh, yes. There is another question. Maharaj.
Okay.
Even it is already Kali Yuga. To the pure soul, the Holy Dhamma is still pure. Through this conclusion, I realize I'm all impure because well, I was in Vrindavan, I will be disturbed by something. How to face my own impurity? Are you here, Maharaj? Yes, and there's another Mataji ask a question.
What is it?
He said the Holy Dhamma is pure, but because I'm impure, so in the in the Holy Dhamma, I'm still disturbed by the impurity of mine. So all by disturbed by the some things in the Holy Dhamma. So how to face my own impurity?
Just keep chanting and hearing, be in the kirtan, take prasadam, and the Holy Dhamma will act just like medicine.
在圣地呢，它给我们发挥的作用就像是灵丹妙药一样。那我们要始终保持唱诵、聆听荣耀菩萨的。
But because like anything purifying, like if you're very dirty, you've been working in the mud or something, then when you take a bath, there'll be a big mess for a while. You know, the dirt coming off and the shower room will get all dirty and your body stinks, but then after a while you get clean. So the same thing, the Holy Dhamma, our mind is full of dirt, but by being in the Holy Dhamma and associating with devotees, it's washing that dirt off. So just throw away the dirt and look for the Krishna.
如果在圣地接受这种净化的时候，可能刚开始我们会觉得自己特别特别脏，我们会把周围的一切都搞得很脏，就像在沐浴的时候我们会把卫生间搞得一塌糊涂一样，但是继续的清洁，我们慢慢会变得干净。所以要始终保持着唱诵。这个奉献者就是说，他的问题呢是，尽管已经是卡年代，对于洁净的灵魂而言，圣地依然是洁净的。通过这个结论，我发现自己是多么的不洁净，因为在圣地文达文，我经常会被到处弄得有些烦恼，怎样才能坦然面对自己的不洁净呢？前面的一个问题是顶拜古鲁的莲花族，主 Krishna 离开物质世界回归灵性世界时，他把身体留在了物质世界，人们在水边发现了他的身体。问题是主 Krishna 身体永远是灵性的，为什么会有死亡这回事呢？
OK. Yes.
Yeah, Mataji want me to read the translation in Chinese. So the first question, 第一个问题呢，是Krishna 回到了灵性世界，把自己的身体留在了物质世界，人们在水边发现了他的身体。那么Krishna 既然是他的身体是完全灵性的，怎么会有死亡这回事呢？第二个问题是灵性世界对于纯净的灵魂而言，咱们的圣地呢，就是是纯净的，但是对于一个深受物质深受不洁的一个不洁的 灵魂而言呢，圣地会使我到处感觉到受到骚扰，也有点心烦意乱。那么怎么样在圣地保持这种洁净呢？There is one question. The demigods need to perform tapasya to transcend the body. Do we need to do tapasya to transcend the material body? 半圣人呢需要做苦行来超越这个躯体。那么我们也是不是需要做苦行来超越这个物质躯体呢？Maharaj, did you get? Maharaj, did you get the question? Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Maharaj, you need to be busy.Thank you.